Good morning, everybody. Good morning to you all. I'd like to introduce you to an idea that's emerged from the thoughtful feedback that you provided on the questionnaires. A number of common themes emerged, and over the next few months, I'd love to shape the services that I lead around them. We begin with the theme of belonging and identity, and for those that are on social media platforms, we'll have seen these this week. So today we are going to be exploring what it means to belong to God, to one another, and to this community. So many voices in the world try to tell us who we are or who we should be. But Scripture reminds us of a deeper truth, that God calls us by name, that we are known, that we are loved, and that we belong. As we worship this morning, may we hear again the voice that speaks identity and welcome over us. So let us be called to worship. God of belonging, you call us by name and gather us into your family. You welcome the lost, the curious, the joyful and the weary. Speak to us today of who we are in you and help us to live as people shaped by your love. Let us worship God. Amen. As we gather at the start of our worship, we remember that God is already here, the God who knows us by name, who welcomes us, who calls us to belong. Sometimes we rush into worship, carrying the week with us, the noise, the worries, the list, the things left undone. But our first song invites us to pause, to breathe, to become aware of the holy presence that surrounds us and holds us. Be still, for the presence of the Lord is a gentle reminder that we don't have to strive to perform. We simply come as we are known, loved, and welcomed. So as we sing, let this be our prayer, that our hearts become still, our minds become open, and we make space to meet God, who is already here among us. So let us stand, if able, to sing, "Be still, for the presence of the Lord."
Thank you.
Loving God, you created us in your image. You call us by your children, and you delight in each one of us. We praise you for your faithfulness, your welcome, and your unending love. God of mercy, we confess that we forget who we are. We listen to voices that diminish. We doubt our worth, and we fail to welcome others as you have welcomed us. Forgive us. Remind us of our true identity in you. Hear the good news. You are loved. You are forgiven. You belong. Thanks be to God.
Amen. Amen.
Gather us now into the prayer that Jesus taught. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. We will now hear our Bible readings from Peter and from Audrey.
From Isaiah chapter 43 and the first four verses. But now, thus says the Lord, who created you, O Jacob, who formed you, O Israel. Do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name, and you are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Saviour. I give Egypt as your ransom, Ethiopia and Seba in exchange for you. Because you are precious in my sight, and honoured, and I love you, I give people in return for you, nations in exchange for your life.
And the gospel reading is from John chapter 10, verses 1 to 10. Jesus, the Good Shepherd. Very truly, I tell you, anyone who does not enter the sheepfold by the gate, but climbs in by another way, is a thief and a bandit. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep hear his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. They will not follow a stranger, but they will run from him because they do not know the voice of strangers. Jesus used this figure of speech with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. So again, Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and bandits. But the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters by me will be saved and will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." Amen.
Thank you both. I want us to think about something very simple and very important. Your name. Have you ever been somewhere new and wondered, do I belong here? Or hoped someone would remember your name? Names matter. When someone knows your name, it feels like you're seen. It feels like you're welcomed and you belong. Now, even though we don't have name labels today, I'd like you to imagine something. Place your hand gently on your heart and imagine that there is an invisible name tag right there. Not one that you can see, but one that God never forgets. Because in our Bible readings today, God says, I have called you by name. You are mine. And Jesus says, he is like a shepherd who knows every sheep by name. So as we share our worship together, let's speak this truth aloud. So if you can keep your hand on your heart and repeat after me. God knows my name.
God knows my name.
God loves me.
God loves me.
I belong. Now look around the room. These are the people that belong to. People God knows and loves. Welcome. You all belong here. And as we hold that truth, we sing our next song. Longing for light, we wait in darkness. Christ be our light. A song that reminds us that the God who knows us by name also calls us to shine with his light. So let's stand and sing. Longing for light, we wait in darkness. Christ be our light.
Thank you.
remember what we've already heard this morning, that God knows our name, calls us beloved, and welcomes us as people who belong. When we are giving our offering, we're not paying for a place here. We're responding to the God who already calls us by name and says, "You are mine." Our giving, whether it's money, time, kindness, or prayer, is simply one way of saying thank you. So let us receive the offertory. Loving God, you call each of us by name. You know our stories and you welcome us as people who belong to you. As we bring our gifts today, our money, our time, our hopes, our willingness to serve, we offer them with grateful hearts. Use what we give to shine your light in places of need, to bring comfort where there is hurt, and to help others know they are seen, known, and loved. Bless these gifts and bless us as we offer ourselves to your work. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you. So the theme today is belonging and identity, and what I'm going to be drawing together this morning is God's promise in Isaiah that you are mine, Jesus' voice calling us by name, our identity as God's beloved, the church as a place of welcome and belonging, and living out that identity in daily life. So there are moments in life when the question beneath all our questions is simply, who am I really? And closely behind it, where do I belong? We don't always say those words out loud, but they quietly sit underneath so much of our human experience. When we walk into a new place, when we face the change we didn't choose, when we feel overlooked or misunderstood, when life shifts and we're not sure who we are anymore, when we wonder if we matter. Identity and belonging are not abstract ideas, they are deeply human needs. And today's readings speak right into the heart of them. Isaiah begins with a voice that is both tender and strong. God speaks to people who feel lost, displaced, and unsure of who they are. They have been through trauma, exile, disappointment. Their identity feels shaken, their sense of belonging feels fragile, And into that uncertainty, God speaks a word of absolute clarity. Do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. Notice what God does not say. He does not say you will belong when you get your life together. He doesn't say you will be loved if you behave. God does not say you will matter once you achieve something impressive. No, God begins with identity. God begins with belonging, with relationship. I have called you by name, not by label, not by reputation, not by mistake or failure or role, by name. Names matter. They carry story, memory, connection. When someone uses your name with love, you feel seen, you feel recognised, you feel like you belong. And God says, I know your name. I know who you are. You are mine. This is not possession in a controlling sense. It is a belonging in the deepest, most life-giving sense. It is God saying, you are held, you are cherished, you are not alone. And then God goes further. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. Identity is not something we hold onto by our own strength. Belonging is not something we earn. It is something that God gives, sustains, and protects. In John's Gospel, Jesus picks up this same theme, but gives it a new shape. He describes himself as the Good Shepherd, a familiar image in Scripture. But here it becomes deeply personal. Jesus says the shepherd calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. Again, the emphasis is not being known, not as a crowd, not as a category, but as individuals, each with a name, a story, a voice, a place. The sheep follow not because they are forced, but because they recognise the shepherd's voice. They know the tone of love. They know the sound of safety. They know the one who leads them into life. And Jesus contrasts this with the voices that still scatter or diminish. Voices that tell us we are not enough. Voices that tell us we don't belong. Voices that tell us our worth depends on performance, perfection, or popularity. But Jesus says, my sheep know my voice. The voice that calls us beloved. The voice that calls us home. The voice that calls us into life in all its fullness. The world gives us labels. God gives us identity. We live in a world that is very quick to label people. We are labelled by our job, our age, our background, our mistakes, our successes, our appearances, our abilities. Sometimes we label ourselves, sometimes others label us. Sometimes we carry labels we never asked for. But labels are not identity. Labels limit. Identity frees. Isaiah and John remind us that our truest identity is not something we create. It is something we receive. You are God's. You are known. You are named. You belong. This is the foundation on which everything else rests. Belonging is not about fitting in, it's about being received. There is a difference between fitting in and belonging. Fitting in means adjusting yourself to be accepted. Belonging means being welcomed just as you are. Fitting in is exhausting. Belonging is life-giving. This church is called to be a place of belonging, a community where people are known by name, where stories are honoured, where differences are embraced, where no one is invisible. Abraham welcomed strangers in Genesis 18. And discovered he had welcomed God. The early church welcomed people from every background and formed a new family. Jesus welcomed those who were overlooked, restoring dignity and identity wherever he went. Belonging is not an optional extra in the Christian life. It is at the heart of the gospel. If identity is shaped by the voice we listen to, then the question that becomes is, which voice are we listening to? The voice of fear, the voice of comparison, the voice of shame, or the voice of not enough, the voice of past mistakes, the voice of pressure or expectation, or the voice of the shepherd? The shepherd's voice says, you are mine, you are loved, you are safe, you belong, you matter, you are called, you are enough. Sometimes we need to quiet the noise around us to hear that voice again. Sometimes we need the community of faith to remind us. Sometimes we need scripture to speak it over us. And sometimes we need prayer to settle it in our hearts. When people in scripture heard God's call them by name, everything changed. When Moses heard his name from the burning bush, he discovered his calling. When Samuel heard his name in the night, he learned to listen. And when Mary heard Jesus speak her name in the garden, her grief turned to joy. When the disciples heard Jesus call them, they left their nets and followed. Belonging is not passive, it's transformative. When we know who we are, and whose we are, we live differently. We become more courageous, more compassionate, more generous, more grounded, more open to others. Identity rooted in God leads to a life that reflects God. So what does it mean for us here today? It means we are called to be a community where names are remembered, stories are honoured, differences are welcomed. People feel safe, questions are allowed, gifts are encouraged, no one is left out. Everyone has a place here. A community where belonging is not conditional but foundational. A community where identity is not earned but affirmed. A community where the shepherd's voice is heard in the way we speak, welcomed, listened, and loved. I expected another slide. Okay, so the conclusion is that you belong, you are known, you are loved. So let us hear this truth again today. You are called by name. You are God's. You are loved beyond measure. You belong. And may we as a church be a place where others discover the same. Amen. Our next hymn is a reminder of that deep, tender knowing. It's a song that echoes the words of Psalm 139, that there is nowhere we can go where God is not already with us, and nothing about us that God does not lovingly understand. So as we sing, O God, you search me and you know me, let these words become our prayer, a prayer of trust, a prayer of belonging, and of resting in the God who knows us completely and loves us completely. So let us stand, if able, to sing, O God, you search me and you know me. With the prayers of intercession, please respond with, hear our prayer after I say, God who knows us by name. Let us pray. Loving God, you search us and you know us. You call each of us by name and you hold us in your love. So we bring our prayers to you now, trusting that you listen with compassion. We pray for the world. We pray for places where people feel forgotten, where names are lost in the noise of conflict, fear or hunger. Bring peace where there is war, justice where there is oppression, and hope where people wait in darkness. God, who knows us by name, hear our prayer. We pray for our communities. We pray for those who feel they don't belong, those who are lonely, anxious, or unsure of their place. May they find welcome, friendship, and safety. Bless all who work to build community and help us to be people who notice, include, and care. God, who knows us by name, hear our prayer. For those in need, we hold before you those who are ill, those who are grieving, those carrying worries too heavy to name aloud. Surround them with your comfort and strength. May they know that they are not alone. God, who knows us by name, hear our prayer. We pray for our church. Help us to be a place of belonging to people who reflect your welcome, a community where every person is seen and valued. Guide us as we follow Jesus, the shepherd who calls each one by name. God, who knows us by name, hear our prayer. We pray for ourselves. In the quiet, we offer you now our own prayers. Thank you that you know us completely and love us completely. Gather all our prayers, spoken and unspoken, in the name of Christ, our light. Amen. As we come towards the end of our worship, we hold on to the truth we've shared today, that God knows us by name, calls us beloved, and welcomes us as people who belong. Our final hymn gathers all of that into one powerful invitation. Let us build a house is a song about creating a community where everyone is seen, valued, and welcomed. A place where God's love shapes the walls, the doors, the way we live together. As we sing, we're not just singing about a building. We're singing about the kind of church we want to be. A place of safety, joy, justice, and belonging for all. So with grateful hearts and with open doors and open lives, let's sing together. Let us build a house. All are welcome. May the God who calls you by name remind you each day that you are loved beyond measure. You are held in every season and you truly belong. May the one who formed you in love walk beside you in the week ahead, guiding your steps, steadying your heart, and whispering courage when the path feels uncertain. May Christ, our light, shine through you in the places you go, the people you meet, and the quiet moments no one else sees. And may the spirit of welcome and peace go before you, rest upon you, and work through you, so that others know they belong to. Go in peace to live out God's welcome wherever you are sent. Amen.
Amen.